Welcome to a room and a phone line filled with legends. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Tom?
G'day, Bear.
How are we doing?
Yeah, pretty good.
Let's go back to last week so Tom can revel in his success.
Last time, unlock it in.
And I'm picking the Newcastle Knights to defeat the Canterbury Bulldogs at McDonald Jones Stadium.
Get the drum roll.
Yeah.
I'm locking in the Bulldogs.
Oh, hang on.
To absolutely smash the Knights. The Knights couldn't win their way out of a wet paper bag at the moment.
The one I'm going for, against what I said last week, but because it is a derby match, I'm just wondering if Parramatta can put in an effort against Penrith.
But, first of all, in my defence, Newcastle won the second half of that game. Does that count for anything?
But did your mum cut up the oranges?
All right, and well done, Tom. Both Darren and I looked at each other with stunned silence when you picked Parramatta to beat Penrith, but little did we know.
Derby match, mate.
Yeah, look, all credit, Tom, but sorry. Bear, can I have a bit of love?
All
did
right.
I, did Darren, I get it right too?
Darren got the lock off. Well played you, Darren.
Thank you.
And with that, you get to go first this week.
Oh, okay. I thought it would be Tom. I'm going to pick the Panthers over the Raiders.
Are you doing this just to annoy me? Is that the only...
No, I just think it's a sure bet.
Is that right? Reasons? Come on, reasons?
They're a better team. Do you need anything else? They're a better team without their star halves.
Well, okay. If that's the case, then we find ourselves in a lock-off for the second game in a week, in a row, because I'm picking the Raiders for that very reason. The Panthers are missing Jerome Luai and Nathan Cleary.
Yeah, Sean Sullivan's done good, so.
Also, aren't the Panthers missing a centre as well?
Yeah, centre's injured. They're falling apart. This is what's happening.
The talk I heard was he was going to be back.
Yeah, but he's wearing headgear, so, you know what, they'll be pointing and laugh at him and all that sort of thing. That'll put him right off.
That's all right.
I bet if you've heard it, he hasn't.
Well, I think also Canberra, they're at home. And yes, I acknowledge that we've had two very easy wins in a row, the Warriors and the Titans, hardly a build-up. But still, you got to think the Panthers are going to be shaken by the fact that they don't have their premier halves pairing there.
No. Nah.
Darren's sitting here shaking his head. That's great for radio. Thank you, Darren. All right.
You can hear it.
Tom, bring it home. Who have you got?
Look, I take great delight because I'm initially a Western Suburbs boy. I'm going to back the Tigers for the first time this year. And I know it's not a massive call, but it could be. I'm locking them in against the Knights.
Mate, that's not even a big call. There are three of us here in the studio and yourself over the phone line. We could beat the Knights this weekend. That's how bad they are at the moment. They're absolutely terrible. Their coach might not even make the season out, especially if they lose to the West Tigers. It's not a very big call.
Okay, here's something for you. When was the last time the Tigers won two in a row?
Well, if you ask the Tigers point. If you ask the Tigers fans, they kind of did just win two in a row, except for, you know, a decision a couple of weeks ago.
Exactly. They haven't done it for a long time. They're at Campbelltown Stadium. So that's the old hunting ground, as it were. Get off at Lumia, not at Campbelltown. Lumia is the one station after Minnow.
Yes.
And it's a home ground advantage.
And, of course, when the Knights come out after the game, they're going to find the wheels missing from their coach. They'll be stolen.
At the moment, I think they've got a minibus because basically they've got a half a coach.
And just remember, once you do get off at Lumia Station, don't plan to go to Sizzler before the game for your lunch because it's shut down. It's not there anymore.
Yeah, the old Sizzler used to be a beauty, wasn't it?
Welcome.
I can remember all sorts of bacteria being caught there.
Welcome to the Lock It In Reminiscence episode. All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. We'll speak again next week.
Ciao.
Go the Tigers.